This episode is brought to you with the help from PowerTech Fitness, a global leader in premier strength equipment celebrating over 20 years of being committed to stronger lives. Please visit them on Facebook, Instagram, or their website at www.powertech.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Brandon Matloff in Los Angeles. Welcome to the Stella Oak Mavens podcast, where we feature different mavens in different fields. A maven is an expert of an expert. They are the go-to person who you would want to ask all the questions to before making a decision. The purpose of our podcast is to help the consumer be more knowledgeable.
Welcome back to Stella Oak Mavens podcast. This week, we're bringing you a themed episode about challenges. To become a maven, there will be trials and tribulations. We'll be hearing from two mavens on how they overcame challenges in their careers. First, we'll be hearing from Eden Jalapo. She is a former business professor and damage control PR expert. She handles anything from corporate fraud to celebrity scandals. However, today we're not going to talk about her clients' challenges. Today we're going to talk about how she overcame challenges in her own career, how she redefined and took control of her career.
You had mentioned that you wanted to move away and maybe kind of create your own brand for yourself in a sense, but then you ended up back working in the same line of business. So how was that a challenge for you? Did you struggle with that initially?
Initially, I think it was because I was still quite young when I had joined the firm. It was a lot of myself in my own head going, I don't think people are listening to me. I don't think that they respect what I have to say. And when I finally got out of my own way and realized that my father's been training me to do this since I was itty bitty. And if I just said things with authority instead of having this upward inflection where everything sounded like a question, that people would take me seriously.
If you like what Eden had to say and would like to learn more about crisis management, please tune into episode 4. Up next is Vlada Bortnik, the co-founder and CEO of the video chat app Marco Polo. She's a Northwestern grad with a degree in computer engineering. Her mission with Marco Polo is to help people feel more connected despite their schedules. Today, we will hear about how Vlada overcame challenges and common misconceptions about her app.
I'm curious. I'm going to shift gears and talk about some of the challenges you've had along the way. My sense is there's been competitors that have tried to replicate what you've done, or even companies like Apple. Like it baffles me that like there isn't this product already in the industry before you created a couple years ago. Like what were the biggest challenges you had when you were starting Marco Polo?
You know, I think the biggest challenge we had when we started is still the biggest challenge we have today. And that is something that I'm really hopeful we tackle in 2018 because, you know, it's about time. But the challenge is that when I tell people about Marco Polo, usually the response I get, and you tell me if you have the same response, but you tell your friends to install it, is that the answer is, I already have something like this. So even though there's nothing really quite like this on the market, people think that they already have a really good way to stay in touch. And to me, this is the illusion that people are under. You know, there's so many different ways to stay in touch, quote unquote. But really, what's happening is we're staying in touch at a very surface level. And so people think they're staying in touch, but actually they're not engaging in meaningful relationships and conversations and connections. And so the challenge is to somehow convey that, yes, you're staying in touch, but not in a way that you really would benefit from. And here's why Marco Polo is a great, you know, is a great product for you to use to deepen your relationships with loved ones.
If you're interested in Vlada's journey, entrepreneurship, or the Marco Polo app, please refer to episode 16. Thank you for tuning in to Stella Oak Mavens podcast. We'll see you next week, and please check us out on Instagram @Stella Oak Mavens.